Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, welcome Indian fans. I'm Dave Kopp along with Neil Spencer bringing you Fort Recovery Indian Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. Tonight, Spencer, we got a new night, we got a new game, and we got a new season, my friend. So,
yep.
It's going to be a tough one here tonight against the LCC Thunderbirds, and they come in here tonight, and I'm looking to see if I can find what kind of record they got. But
they're about 500.
That's what we was talking last
night. And last I saw was a few days ago last week sometime when they beat St. Henry. They were right around 500, and I'm sure that's about where they are now. So,
well, they look like a pretty solid ball club, and yes, obviously they play good talent up there, and the Indians are going to have to be on top of their game. We'll go over the Indians' lineup. It's going to be Landon Post. He'll be at second base batting first. Caden Greasy will be down at third. He will be batting second. Troy Homan, I'm assuming, out in the outfield. We don't have the positions for him, but I'm assuming probably out in center field. Batting third, Cale Ramm will be cleanup hitter as always. He'll be batting fourth. Daniel Patch will be at first base batting fifth. Sage Wendell probably out in right field batting sixth. Bo Tin will be DHing for Tucker Overman. They'll be batting seventh. Riggs Toby will be batting eighth behind the plate. And Alex Deuce will probably be at the shortstop. Maybe he's pitching. Alex Deuce might be pitching. We don't know if Bo's pitching or if Tucker's pitching.
I'm just looking at it. I think I believe Bo is pinch hitting for Tucker.
Yeah.
So he probably is not pitching. So I'm.
Well, that's very possible.
But we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We're about to find out here.
Yeah, we're getting very close. As far as, let's see, it looks like Alex Deuce is going to be pitching. That's exactly right. For the LCC Thunderbirds, it's going to be Carson Parker. He'll be leading off playing shortstop, followed by Matthew Quatman. He'll be at behind the plate, batting second. Jacob Luck will be at first base, batting third. Billy Bork will be on the mound tonight. He'll be batting cleanup. Matt Sierra will be out in center field, batting eighth. J.J. Schneiders will be in right field.
Schneiders
will be back in batting.
Yeah, they sent us a
right
pronunciation guide.
And Jacob Neiman will be at second base, batting seventh. Zach Campbell will be the DH for Josh Young, and Gabe Sierra will be at third base batting ninth. And that's your lineups for tonight's ball games. We're getting close to the national anthem. We're going to introduce the players and do the national anthem. We'll be ready for the first pitch coming up right after this.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound, Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound, boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound, boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout: fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray, and be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, welcome back to the Battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for opening night here of the MAC tournament. Not the NMAC tournament, it's just a sectional tournament here, JB, that yep. The Indians got to survive in advance, and it's going to be a big game here against the LCC Tigers. We did find out that they are 12-10 on the season. I believe the Indians are 12-12.
Yes, I think you're right.
We evened things up last night with a no-hit shutout over the new Knoxville Rangers, and that was a game that the Indians got the bats out early and took care of business, and that was a five-inning game, and it's nice to get that under your belt. And now we move on to season number two, and Alex Deuce is going to be, you know, I think without a doubt, we talked about it a little bit last night. It's pretty close between him and Bo, but I think, you know, Alex has been – he's just been stellar on the mound this year, and I'm looking forward to watching him pitch tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it is going to be as easy as it was last night.
No, it's not going to be like it is last night. There's no doubt about that. But we're getting ready here for pitch number one. Indians out there ready to go, and the leadoff man is Carson Parker, number seven, the shortstop for the T-Birds. Sectional action just about ready to get underway, and here comes pitch number one, and that's going to be taken for a strike. Last night we had a pretty big strike zone. We'll see what tonight brings. Here comes the 0-1. Ooh. Nice curveball. Had him guessing all the way and way out in front.
Way out in front.
Was Carson Parker. So that makes the count no balls, two strikes.
Let's get this batter set the pace.
Comes the 0-2. That's a curveball. Goes in the dirt. Ball one. Riggs back here behind the old dish again.
Yep.
He's caught 21 games this year out of the – actually 23 out of 24, correct?
Yep. Although Brody Harder
did – There's a nice strike right out there. Nice pitch by Alex. Threw him the gas right by him, and that's going to be a K-burger to start this game off.
Yep. Brody Hart spelled him for a couple of innings last night, but it's just he's just an iron man back there.
All right, Matthew Quatman steps in with one out here in the top of the first inning. Curveball comes across, and that's called strike.
So far, Alex is throwing strikes.
That's good.
Yeah, I think you got a call right there. The LCC coach not real happy with that one. There's a fastball. Goes down to Caden. Caden comes up with it easily, and Greasy's going to make a nice play across the field for out number two. So two up, two down. Hard hit ball right at Caden Greasy, and Greasy comes up with it. Crow hops and fires over to first, and that's two up, two down, like I said, and that's going to bring Jacob Locke to the plate. Another right-hander, big number eight. First baseman for the T-Birds. That curveball's a little outside. One ball, no strikes. To Jacob Locke. And Billy Burke on deck. Swing and a miss. Got him right there with some good gas right there. He put some heat on that one. One ball, one strike. Two away here. Top of the first inning. No score. Indians and T-Birds. Sectional game one. That curveball is outside.
First time Alex has been behind in the count, but that's not going to last long.
Comes a 2-1. There's a fastball swung on and foul tip back to the net. Evens the count of two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs here. Top of the first inning. Indians looking to go 1-2-3 and get the old bats out. Ooh, curveball just misses on the outside edge.
Ooh.
Makes it 3-2 count. I thought they might give him the old ring right there.
Yep.
But. Fastball right there. Ring him up.
Him.
Give him a fastball.
He was heading for first.
Young man thought he had ball four, but contraire, my friend, and he is struck out. So that's two Ks here in the top of the first inning for Alex Deuce. We're through a half an inning. No score here in the fourth.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, welcome back to the Stockade. Big Fee's in the house tonight.
I made her.
Good to have him here beside me.
Yep.
Leading off for the Indians.
Come on, Lenny. Good job here in the top of the first, three up, three
nice
down.
Nice job, yeah.
And now Billy Burke's going to take his chances. Big tall kid out there on the mound.
Boy, he is a big one. Probably 6'5", I guess, 6'6".
He's a big tall kid.
He has him at 6'4", but he does look taller than that.
He looks
taller
big
out there in the old bump,
especially
that's for sure.
On the bump, yep.
All right, Landon Post is going to step in there, our second baseman, followed by Caden Greasy and Troy Holman, first three batters for the purple and white.
Come on, Landon, get a start.
Swing and a miss. Took a big old cut at the first pitch.
I like that high cheese.
Yeah, and we watched him in warm-ups warming up there, and he threw everything pretty high.
Yep.
Another curveball. Landon takes a whip at it.
Good curveball.
And comes up empty. Quickly down 0-2. Battle back here, three. Battle back.
Yep. Make him make plays. He's sitting down on that one.
Yep. Set him up right there, and that's going to be a K looking for Landon Post. Out number one, and that's going to bring Caden Greasy to the plate.
Yeah, let's not wait till two outs to get our rally going. Let's start it with one.
I agree. Let's get a hit.
Caden made a nice play in the top of the first inning. Hard hit ball down to him at third. Fielded it cleanly and threw it over to Patchy at first.
Over
that curveball's over his head. And inside.
Strike one. No.
Steve, right? Umpire says, I have got to get out of here.
That's
fast.
A big old strike zone.
That would be a big strike zone.
That would be a big one.
That fastball right there is
high. About got him on the old
high and inside again, Fee.
Elbow, yeah.
Two balls, no strikes here.
We might want to be patient.
Yeah, I think so. We got up there and we were swinging at the first pitch. And
That's
a hard hit ball
that's
out
gapper
towards the
that's
gapper in
get
left
in
center,
there, baby. Get
that's
going
to go all
three,
the way to
baby.
The fence.
Get three. Ding,
here
ding,
we go.
Ding,
Caden
ding,
coming over to second. He's thinking come about on three, and he's going to put it. He's putting the horses on, and he's going to go head first in the third, and that's a triple for Caden Greasy.
A lot of hustle there by Caden. Nice job. Hit that ball hard right
yes,
in the
did
gap.
You couldn't have hit it between them two if you went out there and threw it better than that.
That was perfect.
So the Indians now with a runner in scoring position with a one-out triple by Caden Greasy.
Yes, sir. Got something started here. I like it.
Hustle all the way.
He was on
Troy
his horses.
Ground ball right side will probably get you a run here.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen here is
second base is
going to
stay back. Yeah, infielders are back. In on the corners, looks like.
Second baseman talked to his coach and said, "Where are you going to play?" That pitch is high.
A little high.
One ball, no strikes. Coach Hank talking to Caden saying, okay, keep an eye out. If it goes to the first baseman, watch what you're doing. If it goes to second baseman, you're busting.
You are
home
coming hot.
Pitch a little outside. Detroit, two balls, no strikes. Yeah, we got to watch
bad
the strike.
Not a bad place for a little squeeze action, too. Or a little
early in the game, why not give it a shot? Third baseman's back.
A little
first
safety squeeze
back
anyhow, just to make sure. Put that thing down the third baseline. Pop it.
That one's popped straight up in the air.
Not
second baseman and shortstop making a call for it. Shortstop's going to make the play, and he does for out number two.
That's kind of nice if you can get a squeezy there. At least try one, huh?
So with two away, let's bring our cleanup hitter
the up. The big boy. He hit one out of here last night by just a little foul.
Just a smidgen foul.
Oh, he hit it good, though.
Well, this will be a good night to do it because there's folks out there that can retrieve the ball
for
him.
Throw right back in for us.
Wind's blowing out a little bit tonight.
Yep.
That one swung on,
trouble,
and it's going to be a
trouble,
tough play over
down,
the first
ball,
baseman's
down,
head. It might be and fail.
Baseman
makes a nice play on Kale's pop-up. And we got one in the books. We get no runs on one hit. We'll be back for the top of the second right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, welcome back to the Stockade in sectional baseball. Dave Kalpin, Harold Feely bringing you the top of the second inning. No score here in this first sectional game here between LCC and the Fort Recovery Indian boys.
Indians were close to scoring there. Got a guy to third, but just couldn't quite get him in.
And I think, like you said, maybe a squeeze might have been the option there to try to pop a run in there with Alex Deuce on the mound. You never know. That pitch is down and low. Two balls, no strikes now. To the leadoff guy, Billy Burke. He is the cleanup hitter and also the pitcher.
The big fella.
Big tall kid in there. There's a strike right down the old Broadway Street.
Go, Alex.
Second season begins today.
That's exactly right. There's a curveball. He
battles it. Come get it.
It's going out towards and I think Sage kind of lost it a little bit, and that's going to fall between him and Kale, and that's going to be a leadoff single for Billy Burke. Did he kind of look like he kind of lost it
I thought he lost it or something. His hat was falling off. It looked like he was reaching up for his hat and trying to run, and let her fly, buddy. Come get her.
So a base hit by Burke brings up Matt Sire, number 22, center fielder.
See if they try to move a runner on.
Nope, someone swung on.
Well, that's going to hit that golf cart.
Might be hitting Bubba. That could have been Bubba. Took one inside the head.
Alex gets ahead of him. No balls and a strike. Matt Sire.
Oh, he's got
him. Oh, he had him leaning. Good one. Good one on the left side of the bag, and he was toast, but
he definitely was leaning.
Yep.
Threw to the right instead of the left. Left, he's dead.
He's still getting that pretty big lead.
He is.
That one swung on. That's hitting towards right field. And Tucker Overman out there to make the play, and he does.
Nicely done.
So a fly out to the right fielder.
Number two.
Tucker looks good out there.
And that's one away. And that brings up J.J. Schneiders. Southpaw here for the T-Birds.
Coach threw him a couple signs out there. Never know.
Yeah, I got a feeling he's going to try to get him.
Freshman.
Looks like K. Greasy moving
looks
in a little bit.
Looks like he's a freshman.
Good pitch.
Takes the first pitch curveball in there for a
nasty
strike.
Nasty change.
But it's the end of the season, so he's not really a freshman anymore.
No, he's got a year in.
How about our Reds last night?
Oof.
Run scoring machine.
Run scoring.
Swing and a miss right there. No balls, two strikes. Alex
bad start
back
for
ahead.
Hunter.
Yeah, looks like some maybe St. Henry guys out there in the left field. Mm-hmm. Bunch of guys in red shirts came walking through and don't have to pay the $8 or whatever.
Swung on, and that's going to go down the left field line and be in foul by about 15 feet. Sage on his horse is over there. He didn't come up with it. Well, that's probably – I'd say it could be New Bremen, guys. They got to buy and we play them.
Yep,
we play them
on – that's very possible.
They got the winner, the winner of this game plays New Bremen.
Yep.
All right, Alex, here we go. Get him yourself. No balls, two strikes. J.J. Schneider is your batter, the right fielder.
Hey, lead again.
That one is swung on, and that's a rocket out to center field. Kale's going to come up with it, and he's going to go to second. And the runner in there in time.
Something started here.
So back
got to get her stopped.
Yeah, another base hit by Schneiders. Moves Burke over to second. And now Jake Neiman going to be your batter, the second baseman.
Well, let's get it shut down here.
Yeah, let's roll one here.
Yeah, we can roll one here. A couple good hits off of them, solid hits. By the Lima boys.
Well, they got first and second. We had third base with one out and didn't get anything in.
So. Take a couple hits off of them. That's fine.
Wheeler,
don't let them score.
Set them down right here.
That Channel 2 pulling in, going to get some.
Might get a quick interview.
Maybe. Big swing right there. Comes up empty, Jake Neiman.
How about a ground ball right at Cade Greasy? Step on her, go to first.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
Let's get out of here. Patchy's in on the corner looking for a bunt.
Alex looking the runner's back, steps off the mound.
Well, Alex Landon is way over.
That curveball right there is outside.
There, he's coming back a little bit.
Yeah, Landon cheating towards first base big time, thinking he's got to cover first. If
yeah,
Patchy,
on a bunt. Problem
Patchy
is that
comes in
a big old hole out there.
All right, four, come on here. There's a fastball. That's hit base hard. Hit. That's going to be a base hit between shortstop and third. Sage comes up with it. He's going to fire home, block it down. Nice job back here by Riggs.
Good boy, Riggsy.
So three singles puts bases loaded and one out.
Well, so it's time for a K, I think.
Yep, Schneider's over to second. Billy Burke over to third. Coach Hank going to go out there and talk to us.
Settling down a little bit.
Yeah.
Decide what they want to do on defense here, too, probably.
I'm okay with a couple of pop-ups, too, in the infield.
Yep. A couple outs will come in handy.
Riggsy, you got to be a wall back here.
Riggsy's got to be a wall.
Don't
actually, Sage
him.
Come up thinking that kid was going to try to score, and he put one on the money.
Yes, he did.
He fired her in.
Yep.
Showing him right now, hey, you want to run on me, I'll show you my gun.
Probably still a little mad. I think he thinks he probably could have had that one.
Well,
that first pop-up.
I think that – I don't know if he just lost it up in the clouds or what.
Because he kind of stopped, hesitated, and then he kicked her back in gear again.
That's exactly right.
He was about one step short of catching it, too, so. Well, look for the squeeze here. Be ready. Never know.
All right, Zach Gamble, the DH, steps in there. Ooh, nice job right there. Way late on that curveball.
Yes,
he was sitting on
it,
and then he was late. So Alex gets out in front. No balls and a strike.
That thing down on the knees. Alex, make him tough on him.
Another curveball. He chases
that
boy,
Riggs.
Riggs keeps it knocked down in front of him.
It's the only bad thing about the old curveball. You got to be ready.
You got to be ready because that thing can go crazy.
Be a little dirty. Nah, I'll throw one right by him.
Yeah,
here.
I'm thinking gas, too.
Yep.
Here comes the 0-2.
There
definitely
it is.
A fastball.
Ooh, just on the outside.
Whew.
That was close.
That was close.
Looked really good from here.
It did look good from here.
I think
we called a strike.
Yep, I think you come with that gas again.
Yeah, outside corner one more time.
Yep.
You'll chase it. It's a curveball.
Oh, I got him. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
Didn't get any breaks
that looked
there.
So good.
Looked pretty good. And actually looked like he took about a half a swing, dude. Yep.
I think he did. Ask the
yeah. He did. He did ask him. He said no.
He shouldn't have asked him. He just should have called it a strike.
All right, here comes the 2-2. There's a fastball. Oh, he swings at that
man,
one. Gets
man,
a piece of it.
Way behind that one. He got lucky there.
Caught him with the Q-tip right there.
Yes, sir. Just enough. Come on, Alex. One time, baby.
All right, here comes a 2-2 again.
Got him in a minute. Got him right there. Boy. Now you can move them fielders back.
Good old whiff. Good job.
So, Kay swinging is the second out of the inning. And now he's going to face the number nine hole hitter.
Number nine. You got to go at him.
Yep. Go right at him.
Let's go get this guy right away. Defense. Pick one up for him.
Yeah, help him out here, D. Curveball misses outside. That'd be big if we can.
Number nine hitter. I don't know if I even mess with a curveball.
Yep, throw in the gas.
Throw some heat and see what happens.
Last thing we want to do is give him a freebie. Here comes a 1-0. There's a fastball, and that's going to be outside.
Right, it's close.
Two balls, no strikes, no place to put him. Three base hits so far in the inning by LCC. Loaded the bases.
Got him something to hit, Alex.
Yeah,
come on,
Alex
baby.
Battling back here. Yep. Don't fall behind 3-0. Throw a strike here. Come on, Keith. That one is swung on, and that's going to be hit pretty good out towards Kale. Kale making a play on it, and he does.
Woo, that's big.
So no runs on three hits for LCC.
Left three on.
That don't happen very often, folks. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Big Fee going to get us some runs coming up.
Seem like you never have enough outlets. All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families, we have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry, we have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We are back here.
Leading off for the Indians, number six.
Going to be Daniel Patch leading off for the Indians. Patch. Followed by Sage Wendell and Bo Tin, who is pinch hitting for Tucker Overman. All right, Daniel, get us started.
Yeah, I say the same thing. Come on, Sixes.
Pop foul.
You know, it was kind of weird. It's still cloudy here in the fort, but down south, it was raining like gangbusters, yeah.
Bubba said the other night, what, Union City got inch and a half or something? Got pounded.
They had floods.
We ain't getting up. Shot up the middle. Get down, ball. Get down, ball. Get down, ball. Hung just enough. He hit it good, though.
Yes, he did.
Center fielder got it.
That's about where that first one was for LCC in the first inning. And that one was a little high. That one, the LCC was a little higher. This
brings Sage Wendell to the plate.
Could have gotten in the gap, just not quite. Let's go, Sage.
Ball a little high. Come on, 14. 14's got a good eye. Does a good job this year. He's had quite a few walks. Looks a little outside and low.
Anyway, Sage, anyway.
We'll take you on there, buddy. Ground ball right at the shortstop. Scoops, fires.
Pretty high.
Pulled it off there. Yes, sir. Good hustle by Sage.
Yep. First baseman had to go high to get it, and that's when Sage crossed the bag.
But got an E6 out.
E6er.
Yep.
Fielded her good, threw it good, just threw it a little bit too good.
Just a little high, had a little too much juice on her.
Throwing at Chuck Collar's house.
Yep.
Almost.
About got it.
Yeah.
Brings Bo 10 to the plate.
Come on, Bo. Get hot here with the old stick.
Strike right at the knees.
Turn on one here, Bo.
Yeah.
Find a gap.
Find a gap somewhere and let Sage run. Sage back quick.
Sage
throw over, not in time.
Sage was screwing around and he wasn't on the rubber. Getting his lead.
That used to drive me crazy when I was at first. Why are you going off of that?
Where are you going?
All we're going to do is get thrown out and I'm going to look like an idiot.
And you don't really need any help.
No, I can look like an idiot by myself.
Piece of cake.
Swing and a miss. 0-2 on Bo.
Come on, 10. Come on, 10.
One out. Sage. Decent lead. Might be thinking about tagging off. Nope. High pitch strike.
Swing
went
and a miss.
The high cheese. Two away in the inning.
Number 12, Riggs Toby.
Riggs Toby coming to the plate. Riggs had a nice hit last night.
Yes, he did. I like hit and run right here, too.
Yeah, run forever.
Yeah, I like a hit-and-run call right here. Let's see what old coach pulls out of his hat.
Alex Deuce on deck. Come on, Riggsy. Ball out.
Be a hitter here, Riggs.
Riggsy likes to pull it. Pull one down there in the corner.
Yep.
It's about 290.
Watching the strike here.
Evens the count of 1-1.
A double hit here. I think he's taking off here.
I'm surprised he hasn't.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, I think
over, not in time.
Think the pitcher thought he might be taking off air too.
They're trying to keep him close.
Yep.
Come on, Rigby.
He's pushing it.
Cut his lead. There he goes.
Hit and run.
Keep going, Sage. Keep
running,
keep going.
Sage. Keep running. Keep running.
Just in
keep
case.
Running.
Yep. Left fielder's got it to end the inning. No runs on. No hits. One error. Leave Sage on, but after two complete, no score here at the fort.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows, it might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Back at the stockade, top of the third inning. Going to roll back to the top of the lineup here for LCC. It's going to be Parker, Quatman, and Locke. 1-2-3 for the batting order. Facing Alex Deuce. Deucey gave up three hits the last inning, singles, and we kept him right there at third. That was beautiful.
Did a nice job of getting out of it. Coach Eink walked out to him, told him to keep it down. I think he's got it up a little bit, and they actually hit three hits, and they were all a little bit high.
Pretty good hits, too.
Yeah, really pretty good hits.
One of them was potentially catchable if
Sage
doesn't lose it up there in the clouds.
Lost in the clouds there a little.
Definitely got lost a little bit. All right, Carson Parker steps in. He struck out swinging his first time up.
All right, let's go get
it. Top of the first inning.
Right away here, Alex.
Go 1-2-3 here one time.
Yeah.
First pitch right there taken a little outside. Yeah, the Reds were scoring Skeeters last night. Kept watching it. I like that kid that came up.
He looks aggressive.
Yes, he does. I like that young man at shortstop. A curveball outside. Two balls, no strikes.
That's a kid from the Dragons?
I don't know if he played for the Dragons or not.
I saw somewhere that there's a Dragons.
Ellie De La Cruz. He's down there. There's a hard hit ball. That's over the head of Caden Greasy, and that goes out to Sage, and that's going to be a leadoff base hit by Carson Parker.
They're hitting him. We've got to get it down. Got to fake him out a little bit. Get that curveball working.
Yeah, hit number four for LCC. And that's going to bring Matthew Quatman to the plate.
Got there. Looks like a little, there was a little hat to the belt. He guessed bunt.
He grounded out to Caden his first time up with bases empty. Now he's batting with a man on first.
Big lead. Nope. Did not square.
That looked like a pretty good pitch, but again, we're off to the side, so it's a little hard to tell.
I thought it was a strike, too.
Yeah, he kind of was shrugging a little bit there.
Giddy. Boy, he's got a big lead. Swing and a nipper back to the screen. He did have a pretty big lead
big
down
lead
there.
He's
first
got that
base.
Tippy-toe thing going on.
Ball and a strike.
Catch him in between the tippy-toes and out.
One ball, one strike here.
Come on, defense. Let's get him
number
out
two
here.
Hole hitter, Matthew Quatman, runner at first. He's got a huge lead down there.
He does.
Curveball stays a little elevated.
Two balls, one strike. Ugh.
Yeah, you would think that Riggs back there would say, check out your runner there, Hoss. There he is. Hey, hard hit ball right over to Caden. Caden puts it in his mitt for out number one.
I'd like to see him steal in there.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
He'd have been dead meat.
Nice catch by Caden, though.
So a line drive. That's back-to-back putouts for that young man to Caden Greasy, and both of them hit hard.
Boy, they were both rockets, huh?
Out number one, and that brings Jacob Locke to the plate.
Big kid.
Big first baseman.
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
wow.
Man, I'll tell you what, that strike zone's got to be the side of a thimble.
You can say he's got her pretty tight.
Got to throw it across the dime in there.
Mm-hmm. Like Neil says, I'm okay with that as long as you do it on the other end.
Yeah, that's right. That's a high fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Come on here, AD. Come on one time.
Let's go, Alex. And we're back in the strike zone.
That one is swung on, and that's going to be a looper over the Apache's head, and that's going to be picked up by Tucker. Tucker throws it into Troy at shortstop, and now we got him at first and third. So back to back-to-back base
five
hits
already.
Yep. Inside out, puts it down the first base right field line over the first baseman's head.
That's good. Carson Parker over to third. With one away here, runners at first and
kind of
first
went,
and third
in the pitcher.
Pitcher, Billy Burke.
Billy Burke? Looking to help himself here.
Billy Burke had a hit in the last inning. He led off the inning with a hit.
Yep.
That's the first pitch strike.
Got to reach back and get a little bit here, Alex.
I'll give him credit. They're putting wood on the ball here.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, he just reached out and put that into right field.
Batting left-handed.
That one swung on. That's going to be a play for Troy Homer.
We like to see that. Troy?
Troy goes back and makes the play. So Burke pops up to the shortstop for out number two.
Now batting number
two. Two away. Let's get out of this thing somehow.
Matt Seira to the plate.
He had a base hit too, didn't he? He's the one that.
Matt Seira.
Yeah, I think he might have been one Sage didn't get to.
Nope, he flew out to Tucker. Tucker caught him.
Oh, Tucker did get it.
Yep. And then the next two guys.
Didn't know the Tucker.
So, yeah, hit another one out there to old Tuck. That pitch a little high in his neck.
Not bad. Let's get it out here.
Let's strand a couple more out there, Alex.
Yep.
We're going to get the bats going here. They've stranded. Yep. They stranded three of the last innings, three so far in the ball game with two on right now. There's a curveball right there.
Nope.
Doesn't get the call. Two balls, no strikes.
Whew. Can't catch a break back here.
No, he needs to get one of those calls right there.
Well, it's probably a good thing that the press box isn't right behind home plate, or I'd probably be screaming.
We'd be doing a little yelling right now.
All right, here comes the 2-0. Swing and a miss right there on some high heat.
That's what we like. We like that high heat right by him.
Those things look like watermelons coming in
there. Oh, they do.
Can't touch them.
No chance of hitting them.
Oh, he chases another one. Chases another one. He gets him just enough to stay alive there. Two balls, two strikes.
I got to bust.
Two outs.
Busting him one more time, we're going to throw the old dirty one.
I think you'd throw him the smoker again. Yeah. Throw it right there. He likes him up there.
He's chasing her. Hang on to one here, Riggsy.
Oh, he did. He tried the same pitch. He didn't chase it. Now it's 3-2. Runner at first is going to be going.
Now they got a dozen of whoever that is out there, New Bremen or whoever out there beyond the fence.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Oh, yeah! Right there.
Hung him up.
He was thinking ball four, and the umpire's thinking strike three, and that's exactly what the Indians needed.
That's well done.
Now they stand two more, and we'll go to the bottom of the third. Still no score here in the fourth.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Great food and lots of fun out at the Miracle Lanes.
The old BA. Got a couple pizza pies out there the other night. They were scrumptious.
Pretty good. Alex Deuce is going to lead us off. He's going to try to help himself, try to get on here. Takes the first pitch high.
Come on, boy. Come on, Deucey.
Bottom of third. Swing fouls are back.
Put that on top of the middle school.
Yep. That one's on the gym floor. Right through the roof.
That'd be a class.
It probably didn't happen.
They forgot about that. But they're too close. About a half swing here.
Yeah,
kind of fooled him a little.
If he'd have made full contact, it might have gone 5 feet.
Yep. Yeah. That wouldn't have went too far if he'd hit it.
No. That was a slow, weak swing.
Curveball a little high. Two balls, two strikes.
It's like one of my golf swings when I decelerate.
Yep. Down she goes.
That normally doesn't work out very good.
Nope. Popped up. Catcher, he can find her. I think he's got room. Oh, he dropped her.
He didn't know where. He thought it was out of play.
I think he thought it was way out of play. And he couldn't quite get himself
pitcher,
there.
Pitcher said, hey, it's going to be near you. It took a while to find it.
20 feet behind home plate, but it was 2 miles high.
Yeah, it was pretty high. It's a tough play.
Silo.
Alex Deuce got a 2-2 count.
Let's get one
where they ain't here. Nope. Attaboy. That one hits the old umpire in the old gullet.
Yep.
Full count.
He's going to
fuck her off a little
take
bit.
Take a little breath there. And yep. Catcher's going to go out and talk to the pitcher while the umpire collects himself.
Mm-hmm. Catcher dues landing post on deck.
What's the catcher say to the umpire after that?
Yeah, my bad. Where'd that hit you? Sorry about that.
My bad. I thought I had it.
That hit you? Sorry about that.
Man, that sounded weird.
I feel bad about it.
All right.
Ball four.
Nice job, Alex.
Dues battled for that one.
There we go.
Got something started here. Let's go now.
Number three.
Bring the landing post to the plate. Coach, you looking to bunt here, or are we going to send Alex?
Have we tried any steals this game?
Nope.
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sage took off, but he popped out in the left field.
Scouted these guys and know what their catcher's capable of. So.
Yeah, he might be pretty good.
Here's a bunt.
Bunted foul.
Yep.
Down to Coach Homan.
3 years ago, that would have been Fee.
That would have been me, and I'd have missed it.
You missed it.
Right out there to the fence.
You wouldn't have went after that one.
I'd have said, we need some help. Come get it.
I don't blame you.
Nope. Throw over to first, not in time.
Well, if they scouted Alex and his sliding skills.
Yeah. I don't think skills is the right word.
The less he slides, the better. Foul ball. I ain't too sure it hit the catcher's mitt. That's pass inter- that's catcher's interference. Yes, yep. sir, buddy. Yep. Landon's on.
Oh, that sounded like a glove. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. I heard a flap, flap.
That sounded like a glove.
Yep.
Perfect. We got him on first and second. Nobody out.
Here we go.
Caden Greasy.
Caden Greasy
hit a rocket his last time up in between the left fielder and center fielder. How about just, another one of them?
Yep. Ooh, just keep on hitting time. The ball. Go, Caden.
Mr. Greasy might be looking to bunt here, too.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Yep. Squares around. Takes it. First strike.
Called strike.
They're pulled back.
All right. See if he gives him the okie doke or get this bunt down.
Okay, yep. Like, Coach, I just hit one off the wall.
Yeah, did you see my last hit?
Dude, you want me to bunt?
He squares around. Takes it high over his head. One ball, one strike. How's your butcher bunt, Caden?
Oh, I love the butcher bunts.
Get that first baseman running in and just slap her down the old right field line. Both runners got a good lead. There's the bunt. Down. Oh, he's
going to bobble
trouble. He bobbled it, and we got bases loaded. Ooh,
he was thinking about going to third
yeah.
before he had the ball.
Yeah, he didn't have the ball.
I'd say it, but that was not a good play by that first
not
baseman.
Not a very good job.
No.
We got to go
I'm
with
telling
E3.
You. Yeah, we got Alex on his horses coming to third. He's got no chance. If somebody was trying to tell him
well,
to go to
– catcher's got to tell.
Yes.
Somebody, he's got to say something there to him. Troy, get some RBIs here.
Hey, now we got a little something-something going here, Fee. Come on.
Time to go over the stockade one time.
Ooh,
bases
baby.
Hit one over the stockade right here. Grand Salami style.
He does have a home run this year.
Strike one.
Bases loaded, no hits. Got an air and a walk and a
– yeah, we've had pretty good –
and then the catcher.
Catcher interference.
Yeah. Pretty good luck so
far. It is
far.
Pretty tough to hit the ball when the catcher stops your bat with the glove.
Makes it a little tough. Takes it a little outside. Put a little pressure on that pitcher. Bases loaded. You don't want to walk anybody in here.
I think whoever those guys are, they all parked in the mayor's parking lot or driveway.
They might be in your driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, strike two.
Send Harrison out to get the parking fees.
Yep, collection.
I'll get them.
Is it? They thinking it might be New Bremen since we play them on Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first. But
one ball, two strikes. Troy, you got
well, yeah, I know.
Come
on, Henry Coach
come
is
on
here.
Troy.
Yeah.
Way high.
Ball high. Pretty easy one there to make the decision on. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Indians got something going here with the bases loaded.
He couldn't have hit that bad boy with a telephone pole.
No.
Ironing board.
Step ladder on that one.
What did Marty say ironing board?
Ironing board.
Or was that the big lefty?
Could have been Big Joe. All right, Troy, come on, baby. Got some room over there on the old right side in between first and second. Ball high. Bases loaded.
Interesting.
3-2 count.
Interesting pitch coming up.
Come on, T-Roy.
Boy, right here, T. You've got to be looking for that fastball.
I won't be mad if he walks him.
And absolutely rip it. Pitcher's definitely getting a little nervous.
Pitcher's got himself
got some noise coming out of the old
bit of butterflies right now.
Indians dug out. I like getting excited.
So when we were at Minster Herald, the umpire called timeout and made us be quiet.
I remember you saying that.
Ball four.
Ball four, love. That's a big
here we go,
run,
boys.
The Indians.
Yep.
Alex Deuce crosses the plate with the first run.
I like hits, but I like what that walking in a run does
we'll
to that pitcher's
hey,
brain.
We will take her.
How do you like a run with no hits?
Kale Bramwell.
Yeah, yep.
No hits and got a run.
Yep.
Plus, his infielders are starting to get a little bored. That's when you make mistakes. Although, Kale Rimmel hit one hard here.
Oh.
And get it a fly, probably. Yeah, it's foul ball.
Kind of what he did.
He caught it. Popped out to the first baseman, Kale.
Yep. Did that last night, I believe, with bases loaded.
Yes, sir. First out of the inning.
Number 66. Well, he popped it out tonight, Daniel first baseman. First
yes, he did. Same thing. Come on, Daniel Patch.
Let's go, Daniel.
Daniel hit it hard the first time. Made a nice play out in center field. Same play. Get us a run this time, I think.
Fly ball here. We're tagging, baby.
Yep. Oh,
and then would score easy.
High jumper, get over his head.
About a foot foul. That would have been too rough.
That was one big hop right there. That thing hit in the dirt in front of the plate and went over the third baseman's head about a foot foul.
Whew. She was close. Whew. Come on, Daniel.
Yeah, that was way up over his head.
Coach Ike was thinking, man, if I could just tap that.
Just push that over
just
a little
give
bit.
Give that a little nudge.
Put that over there on that white chalk. No balls, one strike, one out. Bases loaded. Indians lead it 1-0. Strike foul.
Good cut.
He's right on it. Come on, Daniel. No balls, two strikes. Got to protect now. Still want to put her in play. Make him make a play here. Boys all got good leads.
Oh, get out.
Popped
there.
Up. That's going to drop.
That's going to score.
Nope,
a run.
Left fielder. Left fielder's got it. Tag on the play by Landon Post. And he'll score.
All right. Good job, Daniel. Good job, baby.
That's the way.
That.
We're on the board.
With two strikes.
That's second run in the inning.
That's a big run.
That is. Nice sacrifice fly by Daniel Patch for the second out. Sage Wendell coming to the plate.
Now batting number 14.
Sage got on an error by the shortstop last time. Made a nice play except for the throw.
Here's my thinking. Why don't we double steal here?
Ooh. We got two quick guys.
Yeah, we got two fast guys, and if one of them gets thrown out, we got Sage leading us off.
Oh, get a big lead. There's a curveball fire down. Boy, that's
one. To first.
Caden's got to take off right there.
Yeah, the first baseman standing there going, what'd you throw it for? He's got his hands out like,
get down. I don't know. We should have been. We were wearing a white gear because Caden could have took.
First baseman's got a little attitude going.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with that throw. He said, you throw that in the right field, I'm going to clobber you.
Yeah, he threw it in a good spot, but
I'll take off. This guy is very easy to steal off of. He takes one look and goes.
Well, we haven't tried it yet.
Is that the sign fee?
Oh, I think I would. Got Sage leading off next inning. If you get thrown,
that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking this ain't bad.
There they go. Ball high. Throw down. There's a throw
down,
away.
Get up,
come
get
on, get up and go. Come on, Caden. Come
here
on, baby.
Go.
Dig
get in
it,
there,
dig
get in
it,
there, get in there.
Slide. Oh. Yes, sir. Ooh, he scores.
And T-Roy goes to third.
Nicely move up by Troy.
T-Rex still messing around here
there
thinking he might go.
Phew.
That was big. That's what happens when you make things happen. Great job.
See what happens here, though. He's coming out, and he's going to.
I don't know if he
wants to talk to the blue here a little bit. Wants to talk to the umpire about something.
Didn't slide, and really the throw down there was a bad throw. That didn't have nothing to do with us either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not sure what he'd be debating here.
Well, I tell you what, it was a great call, the double steal. And
he's going to bring the other umpire in to talk about it. And Coach Ike says, let me in on this.
What did we do?
I'm not quite sure what he's thinking about here.
I have no idea what it could be.
Unless he said he blocked him from getting up. I think they both just kind of dove down. The ball went flying.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing.
Yeah. Base umpire shakes his head. So
yeah, he didn't slide
to Coach Inks.
He didn't slide at home, but
no,
he didn't really have to. So.
It wasn't really a play.
Sage Wendell.
Boys, this is what we needed, a crooked number here.
Oh, ill crooked number's big.
Yep.
Let's get one more here. Let's get one more here. We'll pass ball, maybe.
Now we got T-Rex down here messing with
one ball, two strikes, two outs.
Come on, Sage.
Sage Wendell needs a little base hit here. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning.
Hey.
But a big inning for the Indians. We get three runs on
No hits.
Couple base on balls. We'll have one on base. After three, Indians lead it 3-0.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're back at the
top. All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Indians up 3-0 here after a three-speeder in the bottom of the third inning. Big feed did stellar job right there. You did good. Did good.
No run or no hits and still got three.
You didn't get any hits, but.
Yeah, I'll get them next time.
You're still going to get an A. It's not an A+.
We'll take an A every time we get a crooked number.
No doubt an A+.
Yep. All right, Mr.
Should be two pluses. Somehow you did it without a hit.
Without a hit. That's big hit, three runs. Ooh. There's a big swing and a miss.
Yep.
That was kind of a funny one. Run right off of
Riggsy's 4 feet away from him. He ain't getting up. He's not getting it. Somebody come get it. Wow.
Coach went out and got
it. Coach says, I'll get it.
What the hell just happened, he said. All right, 1-1 to count.
See if he's got a brick in the glove or something. Ooh.
Alex trying to pull a string on that curveball.
A lot of curveball he's throwing here. This guy. Might be one of their better hitters, I assume.
I don't know. Maybe if I flip the book over, I'd know who that is. J.J. Schneiders is the batter.
The Schneeman.
There is a ground ball over to Patchy. Alex heading over to cover. Underhand throw.
Well done. That's how you practice that play.
Alex off the mound, comes over, underhand toss right in the mitt, steps on the bag. Done. And that's a 1-3, or take that back, the old 3-1 put out in the old book.
Number three.
Good job. Good hustle by Ducey.
Yeah, nice job, Jake Neiman. Now your batter. Neiman with a base hit his last time up in that three-hit inning in the second for him, and they come up empty.
Ooh, pretty good-looking
pitch. Curveball for a strike right there.
That was a shot. That was
right
a good
now,
one.
He's thinking,
oh, that was a good one.
If he throws me three of them, I got no chance.
I got no chance of hitting that.
He throws that one, and he says, I'm going to hit this one. And he takes it right dead nuts over center, over second base, and that's going to be a one-out single. Back-to-back hits for Neiman. Give him two on the night.
All right, let's turn two.
Now your batter is Zach Campbell, who struck out his first time out.
Now batting number one, Zach Campbell.
One of four strikeouts so far for Alex Deuce in this ballgame. Give LCC now no runs on six hits.
They're definitely hitting it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, he definitely went.
We got one hit.
You got ass there. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
He had dirt in his eye.
Woo!
No doubt he had
there
dust
had to
in
be
his
a
eye.
Dust, something. Dust cloud came in front there. Well, that was a no-doubter.
Guy's like, yeah, I did swing. Hit the back of my back. With the back. That one's high.
Oh, now it's
two balls, no strikes. Ducey getting the ball back up in the air. Big feet don't like that one.
Don't like
it. Nope.
Keep them down, boys. Keep them down.
Get it right in the zone.
There's a good
big cut right there, but it comes up with nothing but air.
He's
two balls and a strike. Yeah, he struck out his first time up.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'd say go after him.
With bases loaded.
Ooh, that's big. That is right.
And then we got the next guy to fly out to
then
Cam in center field.
Pop out in center field.
Swinging a miss right there.
Way behind him.
Two balls, two strikes now.
Don't mess with the old curveball. Throw him the heater, Ricky.
Yes, sirree. Because he can't touch it.
Nope.
Fastball. He gets a piece of it. Goes back up the middle. Alex is going to field it.
Still got a shot, Alex. Still got
and
a
Alex
shot.
Alex is going to flip over to
done.
Daniel Patch.
Boy, that's way not to give up on it.
Absolutely. Wow. That'll go down 1-3. Out number two. Moves the runner over to second.
Now batting number 12.
Helps when the shortstop's our pitcher.
And now we got Gabe
good
Sierra.
Fielder.
That's right.
Gold big glove and a great
gold
arm.
Gold glove shortstop. Now we got him on the mound.
And we got him on the mound.
All he had to do is knock her down.
Yeah, most people get a little nervous there and then throw it out in the right field, but he was perfect. He set his feet, did exactly where you're supposed to.
That one swung on and hit over the visitor dugout out in the parking lot.
The stockade. It's probably going to be our last game here, isn't it?
Yes.
I'd say this is no our matter last what. Game
for the year.
Yep.
Let's make it a good one to finish this season off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go out with a W.
There's a curveball going to get away from
Riggs. Throw him out, Riggs. He's coming, and he's
dead.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, he's dead.
Wow! You can't. He rolled into the glove.
That's the worst call I've seen man. In
wow,
this season.
Wow, that's a bad call.
He was behind it, but the runner, the glove was on the ground, and the runner ran into the glove, and he hadn't touched
the
base yet.
Coach?
Unbelievable call right there,
wow,
folks. Right in front of us.
Ball was there.
Caden with the ball.
Five steps before
Caden
he laid, got there. He laid it right on the bag. He slid right into it, and he called him safe.
That's unbelievable.
I don't know if he thought he dropped it and pulled it back out, but he didn't.
No, he was behind the play, so the runner kind of blocked that, but it's so obvious from everybody up here.
Hey, let's just get out of this.
Yeah, come on, Alex. Come on, Alex. Take care of business here. There's a fastball. Swung on and that over the screen.
Sorry for screaming, folks.
Yeah,
I hope I didn't break anybody's radio.
Well, we all thought he was dead.
Ooh, that was
call. Yeah.
And in fact, in all reality, he was.
Yes.
So he was but dead. The umpire saw it totally different than the 1,000 people that was here.
Yeah.
Got him.
Swinging a miss right there. Got him. Nice job, Alex. Deuce takes care of business.
The umpire's probably happy about that.
Yeah.
Make you feel
so
better.
Too. Absolutely. All right. They get no runs. They do get a hit. And we're through 3.5, folks. We're halfway through this puppy almost. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth. Fee going to get us 3 more.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here at the Stockade. Bottom third of the order, Bo 10, followed by Riggs Toby and Alex Deuce. Sounds like runs. Big Bo takes strike one, takes strike two.
Good curveball right there.
That was a good curveball.
He Billy Burke no brought one that. In there that time.
That one definitely was a good one. Come on, Bo. Put her in play here. Just a little outside. I guarantee you Bo does not want to hit a curveball, but he may see another one.
Chances are it's going to be an Uncle Charlie.
He's throwing heat there.
Anyone
he was
ready?
Way behind it. Struck out swinging. Bo 10 leads off the fourth with a K swing in. First out of the inning brings Riggs Toby, our catcher.
Number 12, Riggs.
To the plate. Oh, Riggs, he hits one.
Hit that on the screws.
He did hit that hard.
He was sitting, on, he was sitting dead curveball.
He was. Popped out the left field last time, huh?
You said he likes to pull it.
He likes to pull it. bounced it up there.
Good eye, Riggs. Good eye, babe.
One ball, one strike. One out. Billy Burke's been pretty good.
Good eye, Riggs. Good eye.
Had one bad inning.
Didn't get any help either from his
no,
D.
No. There's a wind up and a pitch. Strike. Two balls, two strikes.
You know, when he rears back, he's got some pretty good flame.
He's got a little pop. Yep. Swing and a miss on the curveball. 2K swinging here.
Yep. Got him on that one.
Alex Dews started the three-run rally last inning.
He was sitting on the fastball there, and he got the Uncle Charlie, and he was way out in front of it.
Yeah, way out in front of it. That brings Alex to the plate, the pitcher. Takes outside. Alex has put four zeros on the books so far. Keep it that way.
That's exactly right.
Pop foul. Evens the count at 1-1. Two outs in the inning.
Good eye, Alex.
Takes it. Two balls, one strike. Two-out rally here we're going to have.
Yep. We haven't had one today, but we've had a bunch of them the last few games.
Shot. There we go. Right at the kid did not move two steps. Line drive right
man.
At
man, that was a shot, too.
Didn't take a step in, didn't take a step left
that
or right.
It was absolutely perfect for that kid. Three up, three down after four complete. Indians lead it at the stockade, 3-0.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here at the Stockade getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Alex Deuce back out on the mound for his fifth inning of work. So far, all goose eggs, Big P.
Cruising along right now. Love
it. That's what we want to see. And he's going to have to work against the top of the order here. Going to be Carson Parker, who's 1-for-2. He struck out in the first inning and then had a nice base hit in the third. Made it all the way to third base, and that's where he'll be stranded. He takes the first pitch.
Definitely hit Alex, but Alex has been – wiggling his way out.
Yeah, he squirms his way out of it. There's a fastball outside and low. Two balls, no strikes to the leadoff guy, Carson Parker.
Let's go, Alex.
Reds back 8 o'clock start again tonight. Probably.
I think 8:30, I think I saw.
8:30, something like that. Colorado.
Three in a row now in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff guy, Carson Parker.
All right, one at a time here. Come on, Alex. Climb the ladder, baby.
Fight your way back.
There's a strike right down Broadway. Neither pitcher so far in this ballgame has given up a walk.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, they did.
didn't he?
He did.
We got the bases loaded with nobody out.
Yeah, we had one walk, I think.
I got no marks there.
I should have had one, I think, in that inning.
When we scored,
there's one
we had a sacrifice.
Alex.
Oh, yeah, Alex Deuce walked.
Troy walked, too. Off.
So Alex like just walked that guy.
Like I said, there's three walks in this ball game.
I was thinking, three total. I know I had a couple bases on the ball.
I didn't have it marked down. I try to keep up with my stats.
Yeah, you're good with stats. I'm terrible.
All right, leadoff man down to first.
All right. Settle down now. Throw some strikes. We're going to play some
Quattman,
deep.
Now you're batter.
Yep. Coach Ikes through with his very short chit-chat with
a
the boys.
Quick chit-chat saying, come on now, let's go.
Help your pitcher out here, boys.
Runner at first, nobody out.
We don't give them anything free.
Now, chances are, with down three, he's going to try to make something happen here sooner or later,
yeah.
Right, V?
I would sure think so.
He's got that big lead. That guy likes that big lead.
He does got a big lead.
First pitch right down Broadway for a strike to Matthew Quattman. Jacob Locke. On deck here for the
I'm kind of okay if he
T-Birds.
Gets a big lead if he's not stealing.
Boy, is that quick look.
There's a curveball. He chases after
right,
it. Knocks
going
it foul.
In the dugout.
Yep, right under us.
Boy, I tell you what, I feel like he needs to give him one
at least
throw.
Try her once.
Yeah, I think he needs to give him one throw over to old Patchy.
Yep.
Put it right there in the corner of the bag, and I think that guy is
yeah, remember
to the
we had him. We had
yes,
him last time.
Yes.
But he just threw it to the wrong side of the bag.
Might be doing a little smoke and mirrors here. Maybe he's going to try him on this one. Nope, he's coming home. Curveball.
Good
it
pitch.
Rings him up.
Got him.
Whew. Beautiful pitch
hold
by Alex
ring.
Deuce.
Left hand ringed him up. I liked it.
That curveball has struck out a lot of them here so far tonight.
One away.
Struck
that's
out number five. And one, two. That's his third. Looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking. Up. He didn't even make an attempt there.
Nope.
Take that back. That's six Ks. What happened there?
Hit him, but he kind of stuck his shoulder out. It was a Bobby Ramel.
About a 30-mile-an-hour curve. And
Bobby Ramel used to get on once a game by sticking his shoulder out there. Clunk. Thank you.
That's why they made that rule.
Yep.
All right. Now we go to Billy Burke, the cleanup hitter. He is one for two.
Number 14, Billy Burke.
Runners at first and second, one out. Oh, top of the fifth inning, Indians lead 3-0.
About a little 4-6-3 here.
I'm okay with that.
Good pitch.
First pitch taken for a ball.
A
must have
outside.
Been outside. Pete.
Yeah, I would guess. It
looked pretty good.
Didn't look too bad. Let's get an out here, boys.
Yeah, come on, we need an out. That's
just
right.
An out. We don't care how, just get an out.
Pitch comes home,
that's
and that's going to be fouled over our heads and out in the girls' softball field.
I'd like for that one to be a little pop-up in the infield. But
yeah.
Evens the count, one ball, one strike with one away here. No runs on six hits so far for the T-Birds. Curveball comes
there
home, and that's going to go
that
in the exact same spot.
We are filling up the old softball field right
set
now.
Set a bucket over there, and you don't have to go pick them up.
Yep.
That may be pretty close to that last one, wasn't it?
I'd say they're right on top of each other.
One ball, two strikes now. AD
nah,
got a little bit of a
fire one right by
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I think bring him the schmook.
A little high heat here, maybe. Get him chasing.
Throws
he
him
did.
Exactly what you said, and he
gosh,
just gets a piece of it and fouls it back in the parking lot.
Just a little bit of it.
It's a good call on that feet. High cheese, right. And he got just a nipper.
Got the nipper. Somehow you got to get him out here somehow.
Yep.
Come on now,
yeah,
Alex.
This would be a big out right here.
Big strikeout anyway.
Here comes the pitch. It's a curveball. It's a rocket over two.
Oh, what's that?
Great
nice play
by Posty and Landon Post. Saves a run and gets an out.
A big-time play by the second baseman.
Absolutely, that was a big-time play. That goes 4-6 in the book. Out number two right there.
That was all
he
way
went,
out in the grass.
Yeah, he went
one.
Out right behind second base. And Troy was there on second to cover. Gets the force. Puts him on first and third, but it's two outs. Get the batter. Just
get out
the
here. Batter. Pop him up.
So Burke reaches on a fielder's choice, moves the runner. That's Carson cool. Parker over to third. And now with two outs, it brings Matt Seerah to the plate. First pitch, nice strike. Pitch. Right at the knees.
Send your man here or not?
I think you got to.
I would.
Yeah, I would.
Put two men in scoring position in case he does get a hit.
Absolutely.
Or get thrown out.
Or throw him out. That'd be better for us. Curveball.
That curveball right there, a little high.
He was hanging there, too.
Yep.
He wanted to swing a little high.
Indians up by three here. So far in this ball game, there's a fastball. He gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen, makes it one ball, two strikes. Now I think maybe got that runner at third, just throw him the gas one time here.
Yeah, yep. Shoot one right by him here.
I wonder if Riggsy's making the calls back there or if he's looking over.
I think so. I don't think anybody calls him.
Yeah, I don't see him looking over here. So between him,
I don't
and,
think
him
I think so. Caller.
Here comes the 1-2. It's a fastball.
Oh, tomahawked that bitch.
He ran after that one.
Yeah.
he just threw
his bat to hit it.
Just stays alive.
Doing everything he can to stay alive.
Umpire's out of baseball, so he's like, boys, I got nothing.
I got none.
Guys have hit
over there to the softball diamond and get about six of them.
Yeah, he took two steps at that.
New ball's coming out.
That's running. All right, let's get. I don't know. Do you throw the old curver? A little wrinkle?
As long as Alex is going to block it, I say throw him the bender.
Yeah. He's attacking that.
I'd hate to give him a freebie.
Fastball.
Here comes the 1-2. It's the curveball. He gets a piece of it, and Troy's going to be off.
Fell down.
That's going to be a base hit and score one run.
Boy, he had a bad first step. It kind of got him off balance, and he couldn't get his foot.
So Carson Parker comes to score on a Matt Searaw RBI single.
Seven hits.
Now batting.
Burke over to second. Hit number seven. Run number one.
I'll tell you what, that kid, that was a pretty good at bat.
Yeah, that was.
Yes, that was.
There's a fastball right there. He did not commit on that. Check swing, and that's going to be, what did he call it, a ball?
Ball, I guess.
Ball one.
Left-handed batter.
Let's get out of this. We can't
give
him anymore.
Runners at first and second. Let's shut him down.
One's all they
get. Give him anymore. Wow. That was late.
Alex was getting ready to throw it.
That was pretty late.
I thought so, too, but Alex hadn't thrown it, so I guess
I think Troy did slip a little bit there.
He did. He didn't get a good step in there. I don't know if he slipped a little bit, and then – because he literally was about one more step, and he had dove and caught it.
Yes, he had that one.
Here comes a 1-0. That swung on and fouled out of play.
Over to the girls' diamond again.
Two outs here, top of the fifth inning. One across the plate here so far for the T-Birds. Makes it a 3-1 ball game. One run on seven hits, three errors for the LCC boys. Three runs, one hit, no error for the Indians. There's a curveball.
Oh, that's a good pitch.
Oh, beautiful pitch, man.
Absolutely put him in the freezer right there.
Yep.
Buckled him, froze him, the whole shebang.
That's what I was hoping he was going to do with that last kid, but he hit it.
Yeah, he did. One ball, two strikes now. Big pitch right here. Fastball. He gets a piece of it. He takes it out towards Sage Wendell. Sage going back.
Got it.
Puts his glove up, puts two hands on it, and wraps it up for out number three.
Well done, Sage.
Well, they pick up one run on one hit, and we're through 5.5 or 4.5 in the books. 3-1 Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hey, we're back here at the Stockade. Going to be the top of the order. Landon Post leading off for the Indians. This is a big inning here for us. We need to answer back. Get that one back.
I was thinking the same thing. Here we are, bottom of the fifth. And if we can have a big inning here, then
we'll see your one and we'll raise you two.
That would be nice. Boy, Landon's disgusted because he was right on that one. Just missed it.
Yep.
Perfectly timed.
We'll get a few guys on, and Kale isn't going to pop up to first base this time.
Landon's got a 1-1 count on him. Here's the pitch. Curveball.
Just kind of defouled her
back
a little bit.
Just, it's kind of a
defensive swing.
Defensive swing. One strike, you still got to be ripping.
Check that plate.
Here we go. Popped up. Could be trouble. Get down, baby. Nope. Hanging. Yep. Center fielder coming in. He's got it for the first out of the inning. That brings Caden Greasy to the plate.
Now batting number six, Caden Greasy.
Caden Hillman on deck.
Only hit for the Tribe.
Yeah, the triple in the first inning.
Yep.
Has been and our we left only him hit. Yep, he never scored. Well, get it started here. Yep. Pitch a little high and in. Ball one. Evens the count at one ball,
that's
one strike.
Full gas right there.
Yep.
Yep.
That was pretty
that's
good
a nice
heat
pitch.
There. That's the one you want to hit, Caden. You can find him again.
Yeah, he's putting that right down the middle. Get some wood on that.
He's shaking
go
off a couple.
Curveball.
Down in the dirt.
I feel like he slows down a little bit when he's going to throw the curveball.
Definitely a different delivery.
There's definitely a different delivery there. Should be able to read that.
I hope we're not the only ones that notice.
The old fastball, a little out. Three balls, one strike.
I said we. Oh, I have no clue, but you guys are noticing stuff that I have no clue.
All right, this is a hitter's pitch here. Six, one time, buddy. Takes a strike right down the middle.
Yep.
Full count.
About time for the chant, the 3-2-1 chant.
3-2-1.
Yep.
Ground ball. Third baseman, Candy Hop, fires it over to first. Second out of the inning. 5-3 on that put out. If you're scoring at home. That
go
brings Troy Homan
now
to the plate.
Number 11.
Troy walked.
Homan.
Walked in a run his last time up.
Go, Troy. There.
Quick inning.
Pretty good room down that right field line for him.
There is. A little base hit here. Strike one.
Must have cut that outside corner.
Boy, I feel like we got to get aggressive. Let's get those pretty good pitches on that first pitch. That was a little low.
Yep.
Evens a count of 1-1.
Rolls away from the catcher.
Cale Ramel on deck.
Cale runs out and gets that for him. Ball and a strike. Let's go, T-Roy.
Strike inside corner.
Good pitch right there.
That was
one
a good
ball,
pitch.
Two strikes, two outs. Indians trying to get a little two-out rally going here.
Get somebody on.
Troy, got to get you on there so you can steal second. Swing and a miss. He gets away. Could be interesting. Pretty good wheels, but not enough wheels.
Nice play by the catcher to pick up that strike ball.
Struck out. Swinging. 1-2-3. We go down in order. After five complete, the Indians lead it here at 3-1.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time.
BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We're back here at the Stockade getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Indians clinging to a 3-1 lead here. And they're going to need another goose egg here. For a
couple more goose eggs, Alex.
Yeah.
Come
He's
on, buddy.
He's pitched a pretty good game so
it's
far.
A wonderful game so far.
He's going to face 7, 8, 9. Going to be Neiman, Campbell, and Seira. First three batters here for the T-Birds.
Did those guys get on a few times already?
This young man here, like 2 for 2.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, 7, 8, 9 should be easy and haven't been.
That pitch is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes here. Top of the sixth inning.
Go at him, Alex.
This young man that's batting right now is 2 for 2 so far in this game. That one he swings and knocks her straight down in the dirt. One ball, one strike.
Well,
Indians looking to keep in the old season alive. They'd play Thursday night.
They would play Thursday.
At Goldwater, I'm assuming.
No.
At New Bremen.
Yeah, next week would be Coldwater
and
Wednesday,
then they go
Friday.
To Coldwater, yeah.
Okay. Very good. I guess, yeah, they since they're the number 4 seed, they get one game at home or whatever, just like we're getting tonight.
Yep.
Here comes a 2-1. That one is swung on and fouled over to
Coach. Nice play.
Coach making a two-handed scoop. Throw back to Alex. The 12-10 T-Birds coming into town here. Here comes a 2-2. That's swung on and fouled
Stay
out of play.
Nope.
Neiman's a battler, boys. I'm telling you, he's 2 for 2.
Yep. Got a pretty good bat. Quick bat.
Yeah, he's got 2 of the 7 hits is exactly right.
Got to think we're going to see.
If we can get there, Bo would be
I would say. That's what I was going to ask you before. Did Alex face him the first time? That one is fouled over.
I think he did. And we shut him down.
LCC's dugout.
3-1 or something like that.
We did
win. 3-0.
We beat him 3-1.
That was 3-0.
3-0.
I went back.
3-0.
Did a little checking, yeah.
All right, here comes a 2-2 again. That's a fastball. Blew it right past him. Nice job.
Yep. Outside corner with a little heat.
And he was late.
So Neiman strikes out swinging. Strikeout number 7 now.
Good job,
on
Alex.
On the ninth for
Keep
Alex
going,
Deuce.
Alex. 8-9 here. Let's go get him.
7 Ks, 1 walk.
Now batting number 5.
What's this guy done?
This young man so far has struck out swinging, and he grounded out back to Alex his last time up. That one he takes a cut out of high cheese and knocks her back to the net.
Fouled.
0-1.
My nephew was supposed to play tonight, but he got rained out. Birmingham.
Going for 35 on the old hitting streak.
Going for 35.
That one's outside. Yep. Ball one. I did some looking last night to see if I could find the Division I record.
Yeah.
For the hitting.
58.
58 by a guy in like 2000. And
Ventura. Robin Ventura.
There's a ground ball. Into the hole. Troy scoops it up. He's got a big throw across. Yeah. He takes it over to Daniel, and he's going to be safe. Quick runner down there.
Yep.
Troy playing pretty deep, and it wasn't hit super fast.
I got to give him a hit on that one, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Troy made a clean play and a clean throw, clean scoop.
Hit number 8.
Just beat him out. So that is exactly right, Harold. Hit number 8.
For the T-Birds.
For LCC. That brings the number 9 hitter up to the plate, Gabe Seraw.
Number 9. Do you get aggressive here?
Well, I just think he's got to get him
he
over.
He sure hasn't done it, but he hasn't done it. Oh, man, you got to get that kid when he's jumping. Look at.
There is a high double chopper. This could be a double play ball. Landon steps on the bag, fires over to Patchy.
A big fella.
And that's going to be a 4-3 unassisted double play. That's what you call helping your old pitcher
that
out right there,
the
folks.
Pitcher out. Yes,
all
sir.
Right, we're through 5.5 in the books. 3-1 Indians. V's got to get me a couple cushions.
Couple cushions. We'll get in here.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Back here at the Stockade.
Alrighty, Stockade, it's 3-1. Indians lead it.
Going to what we hope is our last at-bat.
We're going to have the 4-5-6 hitters. Cale Ramel, Daniel Patch, Sage Wendell.
Leading off for the Indians, number 2.
And many more,
Cale
hopefully.
Ramel.
Cale's had a couple pop-ups to the first baseman.
He's not doing it this time.
No, first baseman's like, this is my guy.
He has been hitting it to me. Well, it's been pretty easy ones, too. That's a base hit. There it is, boy, right past the third baseman. That's how you lead it off.
Good start right there.
Yes, sir. Got to think this kid's going to throw strikes right down the middle on that first pitch to get ahead.
Wow, batting number 66, Daniel.
Big 6'6 coming to the plate, Daniel Patch. Daniel, another senior. Cale, senior. Want to keep their seasons going.
Dang right.
Uh-oh.
Throw slow over.
Was a slow really throw. Slow throw over there.
Yep.
For
you
some reason.
Slow throw or throw slow?
Yeah, throw slow over there.
Throw slower. He's looking the bunt. Nope.
There goes
going.
Cale.
He's
in there, baby.
Yep. Good call. All right, boy.
I wasn't going to try to call it before he made the motion.
Well, he was in there.
Yeah.
Big
Although
steal.
You're right.
Cale, you never know.
He's tricked us before.
Yes, yeah. He has. Right in front
especially
of us,
especially when
too.
The ball 5 feet in front of him. All right, Daniel, get you an RBI here up the middle with a base hit. Come on, kid. One ball, no strikes. Pitch, line
get
drive.
Right there. There you go.
See if he comes up clean with it. He does. Runners will stay. Puts him on the corners.
Nice job, Daniel.
Now,
Patch.
Pinch runner in there, I think. Coach will.
Cale and Daniel both
hit
it in the same spot.
Kid and tell him to steal second base. First pitch. There comes Mr. Ben.
Comes Wyatt.
Ben's coming in.
Wyatt
yep.
With a broken finger.
Well, no, it's wrist.
Wrist.
There's something going on there. He said he's going to try to get in the game. I thought
he's
he might try to.
Another senior.
I thought he might try to bat him, but didn't let him get in there.
Puts him on first and third. Nobody out. I like the start.
Yep.
Got a couple hits here.
Let's get some big-time insurance.
One more would make me feel pretty good. I'm surprised that coach hasn't come out and talked to him.
Yeah.
Sager? I'd sneak a bunt in here, score him, too.
Ooh, I like that.
Any way possible here.
Nobody out.
Runners on first and third.
Taking one here and let Wyatt try to steal it? Or
you could make some kind of
I don't think they'll
play.
Throw down.
He's
there
going.
There he goes. Slow curveball, no throw down. Puts him at second and third.
There we go, boys.
There you go, Sage. Two RBIs, buddy.
Or take one.
They don't have a choice. They're all coming in the grass.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they can't give us any more. This is where you just got to hit one hard. Get it by them quick. Ball down. Two balls, no strikes. Sage Wendell, your hitter.
Fly ball here would be good.
Big bow 10 on deck.
Yeah, fly ball here would be perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, take fly ball.
Or hit one where Daniel and Cale just hit one.
Or just bloop one over the infield. Score two runs. Strike. Two balls, one strike.
I think he was taking all the way there.
Yes,
yep,
sir.
Yep. Making him throw a strike before he's going to do anything.
Go on, Sage. Big hit here. Wind up pitch. Oh, line drive. That's going to drop for a base hit. Should score two. Nope. Cale got kind of in between there. I wasn't sure
Cale
what he was doing.
Cale was waiting to see it because he was going to score if it drops, and he was going to also tag, I think.
I think so, yeah. He had to kind of wait, step back. And
he
wait.
And Wyatt at one point were
was about
6 feet apart.
Him in, but. All right, Bo 10's going to be at the plate. Indians now have a 4-1 lead. Runners on the corners again, but they won't be on the corners very long.
Going to chit-chat.
I believe Sage will be on his way.
Yeah. Sage second base. On his way.
Yep. Yep.
Three solid hits in a row. We had one hit going into the sixth inning, and we just tripled it.
Yep.
We now have four hits.
Doesn't look like the coach has asked for the ball yet, so discussing everything. And
yeah,
so it should be pretty short.
Talking her over defensively, I'm sure.
I think umpires will let them have a little time here. Not sure there's any big rush to. We don't have any weather coming in. Just let them chit-chat a little bit. Yeah, coach is heading back.
Here we go.
Catcher's heading back.
Big Bo 10's going to come to the plate.
Bo's due.
Bo is overdue.
I think that's the best way to put it.
Yep.
Time. It's time.
Time to go. I just want him to square one up. Square one up and hit it hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Get you a fly ball deep. Might as well take one pitch and let Sage steal. And he's not stealing.
Big
swing and a miss.
Yeah, he did. Took a good cut right there. Come on, Bo 10. Come on, babe.
It's got to shorten that up a little bit. All righty. No balls, one strike. There goes the runner. Throw down to third. Not in time.
Nope.
What's about second and third now?
So Wyatt was back easily.
Yeah, Wyatt was.
How about
Coach yelled at him, get back.
Yep.
Don't take long for that ball to get from catcher to
third
base.
Nope.
You got to get your back to him, too.
Okay. So Wyatt came in.
Got second and third now.
Curveball stays high and inside.
Two balls and a strike. Still nobody out.
Sage Wendell.
Two more in scoring position, Big Bo. Find that gap.
We got one run in. Let's get another one. Let's put her in play here, Bo. Come on now. Ball low.
That one's low.
Three balls and a strike.
Hey, we'll take a walk.
Now it's hit. This is a hitter's pitch.
This is a hitter's dream.
Fastball right down the middle. I'm going to get two RBIs as soon as I hit it.
Yep.
Here we go.
I'm salivating right now. I'm about to take it all the way.
Took it. I was hoping there was a green light.
Three balls, two strikes.
Well, I'm sure he had the green light.
Nobody out yet.
Come on, Bo.
Looking for Bo to get some contact here. Wind up in the pitch. Ground ball off the handle.
Fielded by Coach Ink.
Coach Ink's got that one.
Nice little throwback to their pitcher. Ike's still got an arm there.
He's still got a good arm.
Not as good as his 5-year-old son, but
he's
pretty good. His son warms up our outfield.
Oh, yeah, he's tremendous.
He's awesome. He's an awesome kid. He's really good.
Come on, Bo 10. Come on here now. Battle. Battle. Ball four.
Ball four. Load him up. Let's load the bases.
Here comes my man Riggs.
Riggsy. Bases loaded. It is time to get our first home run at the stockade.
Now batting
Ooh, I'd be okay with that.
Pull that thing over the 290 down there in left field.
Wouldn't that be pretty?
Oh, yeah. He's had a couple right down that line, hadn't he?
Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Down low. I think the big fella's starting to run out of gas.
I'm surprised they haven't. They don't have anybody warming up. They don't have.
No. I mean, I'd say they got one good pitcher if I was betting. Here's the pitch. Steve Rye on the inside corner. Come on, count. 1-1. Daniel Patch, that was a base hit. Sage Wendell was a base hit.
Ooh, good cut by Rigsy.
Rigsy with a big cut.
Foul back.
We got three hits so far in this inning. See?
Yep. Yeah. First three guys with good contact. Bo Tin with a walk. Now Riggs Toby with a one ball, two strike count. It's going to have to protect. Curveball.
Way high.
Hanging. No curve on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess with a 1-2 count, he's going to waste a curve on him. But
fastball right down the middle. Riggs has looked at it.
Yep.
That's strike a pitch. Out looking. That's a KL.
Don't do that anymore, Riggs.
First out of the inning. That's
all right, come on, Alex.
Deuce
come
on. To the plate. Alex hit an absolute laser at the left fielder last time. He never moved.
Started this inning. Kale, lead us off with a base
Kale
hit.
Kale did lead us off with a base hit. Daniel Patch, base hit. And Sage Wendell, base hit.
Come on, Alex. Help yourself out here.
This is, I don't know.
6-1's going to look a lot prettier than 4-1.
Boy, 6-1 would look nice.
Yep.
Boy, I got to just hit it. Just get half of
one
it.
One ball, no strikes.
Here's the pitch. Steve, right? Evens the count. One ball, one strike, one out in the inning.
Yeah, he's just, I mean, a dribbler wouldn't be an exciting play right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, especially because your bases are loaded. As soon as it's hit, you got to go. That's on the ground.
Man, he's still hanging in there with that curveball.
He likes that curveball, don't he?
Well, that's out or a little inside and low, so 2-1.
Now we go. Steer right down the middle.
That's a pretty pitch.
Is he going to throw gas again?
Two balls, two strikes.
Drive one out.
No way he can take a chance throwing a curveball and happen to throw a strike with base loaded.
I wouldn't think so.
It's got to be a fastball.
Yep. Fastball it is.
Fouled out the play behind the first base dugout.
First baseman just can't quite reach it.
It's going to be the same pitch, Alex. Be ready.
Yeah, I don't think he has to come back with a heat. Just time him up here. Alex, line drive one.
Help yourself, buddy.
Need a big hit here. Slow
this
roller.
Is a tough one.
Oop, that's going to be. He dropped it at home.
Pitcher
he was so worried about getting that double play at first base.
Shot put it to the catcher.
Error on the catcher.
Yep. Woo. Catcher should have had it.
That
was a little too high, but he shot put it at him.
He, too. Puts him on, puts him in. Love
That's another unearned run. That's four.
Boy,
he just, five.
Man. He just babied it, too. But he was looking to throw him out at first for a double play before he caught the ball.
Yep.
Landon Post is our hitter. Back to the top of the lineup. Landon first pitch right at coach. Coach has got it.
One hopper.
Right back to the pitcher.
Not bad.
One out. 5-1 now. The Indians lead it. That one might have deflated them a little bit.
That one probably took a little wind
out. One more big hit. We'll definitely do it. Curveball just a little low.
Well, that's a pretty pitch.
That was a good pitch.
They're going to be mad when they come up to the plate in the top of the seventh, but
they
just
have
to slow them down.
They got their leadoff guy. Their leadoff guy coming up, too.
Line drive, base hit. That's going to drop for a big hit.
Oh, get by him.
Gets by him. Two runs are going to score. Coming around the plate, Alex Deuce is going to pull stop at third. Big two-out hit there.
Good job, Landon Post. Hit.
Two RBIs for Landon Post.
Big.
Makes it 7-1 Indians.
That's pretty.
That was pretty. He hit that hard. Coach coming out, I think.
Could be a change of pitcheroos.
Yeah,
more than likely. Murky's a bat-hatter. He's pitched pretty good today.
Yeah,
he's thrown a lot of pitches.
More than likely, it's going to be somebody that's an infielder if he's taking him out.
Yep. Took the ball
Landed
from
and hit that.
Yep.
Perfect.
Want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Pay the bills and we'll be back. See who's on the mound.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalb Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hey, we're back here at the Stockade. Big hit by Landon Post there. Bases loaded, double. Drove in a couple runs. Makes the score now 7-1 Indians. Caden Greasy is going to come to the plate. Our new pitcher is Carson Parker. Number 7 comes in.
Now batting number 6.
Still got a couple RBIs out there, Neil. We got to get them in.
Yep.
Boy, our bats finally woke up.
Yes, we might not need the actual runs, but we need to keep on getting
keep
those timely hits.
Get them kids
feeling. That's what's been our
aggressive
problem all year. And if
right
we,
on him, foul
if
ball.
We are on it now, it's going to be good momentum going into Thursday at New Bremen. They have the higher seed, but we beat them in the MAC game this year 3-0. And I believe that was one where they had either one or no, or wait, no, not, the games we've lost have been either one or no earned runs for every MAC game we've had.
One ball, one strike.
Our pitching has been
pretty
really
good. Heat.
Really
got,
good.
Got
yep.
Pretty good pretty arm. Good. Makes a count. One ball, two strikes. Caden Greasy looking to drive in a couple here. 5 o'clock. Ball a little low.
Yep, it's 5.
2 balls, 2 strikes.
Here we go. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Wind in the pitch. Ball bounces in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. First base open. Caden's trying to get on any way possible.
Just got a little insight down there in the old restroom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Actually, Carson is their ace.
I was going to say, this kid throws hard.
And he must have pitched the other night or something.
Maybe they thought they were going to beat us and
they said
go to Bremen.
Pretty good pitcher, too. And he said, tough call to make decide which one to pitch. But he said, Carson's got some pretty good speed.
He's throwing hard, but so far, Caden's hit him. He's battling him.
3-2-1, 2 strikes.
1 out in the inning.
Go, Caden. Be a hitter.
Here's the pitch. Ball's hit hard. That should get a run in.
That definitely
backing
get a run
and backing
in.
And backing. He's got it. Both runners are going to move up. Landon to third. And Alex will score.
Good piece of hitting right there by Caden Greasy.
Nice lead,
yes, sir.
Caden Greasy with a sacrifice fly.
Now batting number 11, Troy Holman.
Troy Holman comes to the plate. Number 9 hitter in this inning. Gale led us off with a big base hit.
Big two outs.
Troy. Big
two
Troy.
Outs,
big Troy could use one here. Get a little
momentum
going here.
This young man get some confidence here.
A little momentum here, fellas.
Pull one
just
down
seems
the
like, you
right
know,
field line.
For Troy, it just seems like he always swings at that. He doesn't swing at that one that he should.
He should swing.
Yeah, yep. It's like he always finds himself in that hole.
Gets in the hole. Ball a little outside.
Good eye right there.
1 ball, 1 strike. Two outs.
You know, it's like
Indians lead it 8-1.
We watched him. He was aggressive, trying to swing at that first pitch. That wasn't working. Now he's trying to.
Pretty good looking pitch
there. Yeah, that one didn't look bad.
Two balls, one strike. We'll take it.
Now he's being patient. They throw him a first pitch right down the middle.
I think he's a kid that needs to kind of be aggressive, though. Just step up and hit that first fastball.
Yeah.
Popped out. Second baseman calls it. It's a high one. And he's got it.
Good inning.
In the inning, the Indians come up with four. One, two, three, four.
Five runs
on four hits. Left one runner on base. Big inning for the Indians. After six complete, the Indians lead it 8-1.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, sushi, macaroni and potato salads, coleslaw, as well as soup, and a nice selection of Bob Evans side dishes. Also, they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken, and there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you want to get in and out in a hurry, but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you in their grab-and-go section.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, here we go. Indians need three outs here, and this ball game is history, and we move on to New Bremen on Thursday night at 5 o'clock.
The big fella on the mound feeling a little bit better right now.
Absolutely. Alex Deuce probably taking a couple of deep breaths there while we were scoring all them runs, thinking, thank you, boys.
Thank you, boys. I'll take her from here.
I'm just going to come out and throw some smoke and see what happens. And that, he pulled the string on that one. Gets out in front of Carson Parker. No balls, two strikes. Leadoff man here, four. LCC, he's one for two and scored a run. That one's going to be a tough play over there. Kale's coming in. Kale covers a lot of ground out there in center field, folks.
That looked easy.
Looks pretty smooth out there. I like that.
Easy fly ball, lazy fly ball out to center field, right in Kale's mitt. Out number one, two away from moving on to the, I guess, sectional championship?
Sectional championship. Yep.
Let's get her done.
Win, you go to the Coldwater District.
First pitch in there to the number two hole hitter, Matthew Quatman, a little low for a ball.
Man, I feel really good about what our bats did today.
There is a hard hit ball right there. That's going to be over Sagey's head. Sagey's going to chase that one. That's a one-hopper off the wall. Quatman coming around first, heading to second, and he's going to just hold her up right there with a stand-up double.
Hit that ball good.
Yes, he did.
Nine hits on the day for the T-Birds.
Hit number nine now.
And one run to show for it.
Mm. The big one down the end of the scoreboard is the four airs.
Yeah, yep. That one hurt them a little bit.
That one hurts a little bit. Good numbers other than the four airs. Nine hits is good. But give Alex credit. I got out of
some jams.
He gave up three singles in I'm going to say the second inning. And
left them loaded.
Yeah, snuck them out of there and stranded all three.
Next inning, left two guys on.
That one's going to sneak past Riggs. Riggs is going to let the young man go over to third.
Yep. I say let him come on in, and we don't have to worry about him.
We ain't worried about him anyway. He gets one out.
No, that makes
two
no
more
difference.
Out.
Jacob Locke, the batter. Billy Burke on deck. That one is hit well out towards Sage.
We're going to get to that one.
Sage is going to move over, make a nice play right there, and that's going to tag the runner, and he's going to come in and score. So a nice sacrifice fly by Jacob Locke.
8-2.
And that makes the score 8-2 now. 14,
Billy Burke.
Billy Burke. All right. Billy Burke, last chance here for the T-Birds. They trail by 6. Nobody on base. Alex Deuce looking to do a complete game. And I think he will, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball, high cheese, blew it right past him. Yep, he's still got smoke on that, baby.
I don't like it.
No balls, 2 strikes now. 2 outs, 1 strike away from moving on to the sectional championship as the Indians.
Sidearm. Nope.
Nope. Fastball again. He hangs in there.
I was telling Harold when we were in between innings, he's going to save that sidearm for the last pitch of the game.
This would be the time.
He might drop her down. He might drop her down.
That's
right.
That's what I thought he was going to do there. Just show off a little bit. Nope.
That one is popped out of play.
Kind of over our heads.
I don't know. We had about 3 stolen bases is what I'm thinking there when we had first and third a couple times.
Yeah, we had a couple of games.
And they never tried one time, did they?
I don't think so.
I don't think
I'm really surprised.
And it was 3-1, too. It was. You got to make something happen.
I agree. I never tried one stolen base.
Yeah, they had several times when I.
Swing and a miss.
And Alex Deuce does his job perfectly.
Well done, Alex.
Gets out of that bad boy with a K swinging. Strikeout number 8 on the night for Alex Deuce. And the Indians win it 8-2 here.
Well done, Indians.
Nice job by the purple and white. Got the bats going and just a beautiful game. We'll be back with a little recap right after this.
Congratulations to LCC on a good season.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, welcome back to the Battlegrounds and the Stockade here. The Fort Recovery boys come away with a big old 8-2 victory over the LCC boys, and we're going to move on in tournament. We are now 1-0 on this new season, Fee.
You betcha.
Bust a move over to New Bremen on Thursday night at 5 o'clock. And we got them once already this year. Let's see if we can do her again.
Try to get
them
again? That'd be great.
I think we're going to have to play another stellar game tonight.
Yeah.
You know, crazy things. We had 3 runs on 1 hit. And we scored 3 runs without a hit.
Never had a hit.
In one inning. So
for
the Indians, we come out with 8 runs on 5 hits. We struck out 6 times. We only had 2 walks. We only stranded. I think if I got that right, let's see here.
We didn't strand too many.
Yeah, I think stranded 4 is what I'm thinking.
We only had 1 hit until the 6th inning.
Yeah.
It took us a while to get woke up.
And no errors. No errors. Landon Post had a hit. Caden Greasy, couple nice hits. He had a triple in the first inning.
Grilled one.
And then he had a nice sacrifice and drove in a run in the sixth. Mm-hmm. Caden Greasy with a nice game. Cale Rammel, 1-for-3. Daniel Patch, 1-for-2. Patchy hit the ball well.
He hit the
RBI.
Ball well. Yep.
Sage Wendell, big hit for him. Drove in a couple. And let's see here. Bo Tin was 0-for-2. Scored a run. He walked, came around to score there in the sixth. And then Alex Deuce. Stellar job on the mound for him.
Boy, he was good again.
just
been like that all year.
Yeah, he's just been tougher than nails, and can't say enough about him.
Yep.
Riggs back there behind the plate. Great job behind the plate by Riggs Toby.
Yes, sir.
Hats off to that young man. For the LCC boys, 2 runs on 9 hits. They struck out 8 times. Alex only walked them once. They stranded 8 batters, Feed.
Yep.
And we know what that feels like.
Yep, we've been there. We've been there all year.
Yep, did not steal a base, and the big number, they had 4 strikeouts.
Yep.
Every batter had a hit except for Gabe Seerah. He was their number 9-hole hitter. He was 0-for-3.
0-for-3.
And Jake Neiman led him with 2 hits. Everybody else in the lineup had one hit. So they strung him out, but they did have one good inning where they knocked three of them right in a row, and Alex left them out there.
Somehow
standing.
He left them out there, yep.
Stellar game by the Indians, and I hope they can keep her going here for a while.
Keep her going.
You know what? Why not? We got the time, and we got the air, and we'll be back on
the air.
I'm
sure we're going to get New Bremen's best on Thursday, and that's what we want.
Yeah, I
Bo
think
Tin will go up against anybody.
Bo Tin has pitched an absolute stellar, you know, every time he's been on the mound, and
good,
we just got to give him some runs.
Yeah, give him some support.
That's been the problem.
You can just tell that tonight. I mean, once we got 3 or 4 runs there in the 6th inning, Alex Deuce was like, this is over.
Yeah, this
is my game, boys. Yeah. This is over.
I think Bo was telling me that before last game, that his ERA is 1.1 and Alex's was like 0.89.
Yeah, I saw
like
the paper. They were both tough. They were both tough
so
nails.
Good.
Both tough nails. So
just get him runs.
I hope we can get him 8 runs Thursday night.
Well, let's do that. That'd be awesome.
I tell you what, for Dave Kopp, Harold Feely, and
yes,
Neil Spencer, we're going to turn her back to the studio. The Indians win 8-2. We'll see you Thursday night at 5:00, New Bremenville.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.